Welcome to this week's Lowdown. Before we get started, do not forget to sign up for the newsletter. Comes out twice a week, Sundays and Tuesdays. And while you're listening, go ahead and press pause, like, follow, subscribe, leave us a review. Helps the algorithm out, feed the beast, and it helps us spread the word. On to the news. In that number, 300 million. The first tranche of the Pentagon's Replicator Initiative is reportedly using $300 million of funds shifted from other accounts. If you guys aren't tracking how this works, four different committees in Congress have to approve this reprogramming request, or the whole plan to field thousands of drones to deter China in the next 18 months is dead on arrival. Ball's in your court, Congress. In that number, 20 of 31. Around 20 of 31 NATO countries are set to hit their 2% GDP defense spending target this year. Last year, for perspective, only 11 countries hit the mark. As NATO slowly moves towards the 2% goal, expect to see more defense tech opportunities across Europe. On the radar, Increment 1 of the Collaborative Combat Aircraft program from the Air Force is going to downselect in the next few months. In the running are five companies: Boeing, Lockheed, Northrop, General Atomics, and Anduril. The Air Force expects to cut that field from five down to 2 to 3 companies to build the prototypes. There's a variance because three is if the industry can cost share some of that, because the Air Force can't afford to carry three vendors into prototype development for Increment 1. If they don't cost share it, expect the Air Force is going to carry two providers. Eventually, this is going to lead to down select again, and there'll be one, potentially two, companies producing CCAs. That is all about Tranche 1. That's what's catching the headlines right now. Speed the ramp, you'll hear them talking about that. But Increment 2 is right behind it. So some of the news that happened this week is it was released that the design contracts for Tranche 2 is going to be awarded in the next 7 months. And it's expected to follow a very similar approach that Tier 1 took, with a tier down 5 to 2 to 3 to 1 to 2. And the CCA program now has an official program patch. Check it out on our Instagram. Boeing is still in price negotiations with the Air Force over the E-7 Wedgetail. The first two prototypes are currently being built under a $1.2 billion UCA, which stands for something I can't pronounce, Undefinitized Contract Action. And that really just says that you can start working while you're hammering out the details like terms and pricing. Turns out those are pretty big details. So this issue sounds like Boeing originally assumed that the U.S. variant was going to be very, very close to the U.K. E-7 variant being produced. But now it's clear that the two variants are actually more different than they anticipated. And this additional NRE, non-recurring engineering, is one of the cost sticking points of who's going to eat that cost. But the clock is ticking. The prototypes are still under construction, and somehow, and it's 2024, and somehow the Air Force is supposed to field 26 Wedgetails in the next 8 years. Boeing and Northrop, which is the radar maker, are making plans to increase production from currently 4 a year to 6 a year, but that's still no guarantee they're going to hit the mark. And finally on the radar, something to really keep tabs on, the Air Force announced its largest reorganization ever, with plans to implement sweeping changes with a sense of urgency. Here's our take. This is going to be the legacy of Secretary Frank Kendall's 50 plus year career in national defense. For those who are tracking defense tech requirements and funding, that's all getting consolidated from disparate MAGCOMs into a new command called the Integrated Capabilities Command. Additionally, the Air Force is standing up the Office of Competitive Activities to coordinate classified programs, and a new Program Assessment and Evaluation Office, which is supposed to provide a common strategy and analytics for resourcing decision. Sounds very similar to OSD's CAPE, which is no coincidence, I'm sure. The price of satellite data services has dropped 77% over the past few years, thanks to SpaceX's aggressive development and deployment of 5,400 plus high bandwidth, low latency Starlink satellites. From the military perspective, the term that you need to know is proliferated LEO. That's low Earth orbit. There's so many satellites in so many regions across so many frequency bands that it becomes just organically resilient by nature, unlike GPS. They said it. I would love to have more EXs. That's Lieutenant General Michael Lowe, the director of the Air National Guard, about the future role of the F-15EX and the possibility of procuring more beyond the currently reduced number of 104 jets. They said it. This will be part of the reinvention of our Air Force and air power into the future. That's General David Alvin, Chief of Staff of the U.S. Air Force, on the role that drones and human-machine teaming will play in the transformation of the Air Force. All right, on to the save rounds. Ukraine is using thousands of networked microphones to track Russian drones. Russia has lost over 3,000 tanks since the 2022 invasion. UK and Latvia launched an effort to send thousands of FPV drones to Ukraine. Northrop is supplying upgraded lightning targeting pods for the Air Force. Merlin was announced they are putting autonomy on Air Force KC-135 tankers to augment pilots, with a plan to finally reducing the number of pilots required. The Air Force canceled its expendable hypersonic recon drone called Mayhem. This was an AFRL project, citing a lack of operational demand. Leidos won the contract in late 2022. It was $334 million. Kef Robotics was awarded an Army cyber contract for GPS-denied navigation over open ocean. Varda finally received a re-entry license for its space drug manufacturing capsule. See podcast episode 15, where we talk to the CEO about that. Pratt & Whitney's XA-103 adaptive engine passed critical design review. This is going to be one of the two competing engines for the Air Force's 6th-gen NGAD fighter program. BAE received approval to acquire Ball Aerospace. This is a $5.5 billion acquisition. The Air Force will start fielding the MH-139 Grey Wolf helicopters next month. The Air Force is looking at a variety of potential offsets to cover a $35 billion overrun in the Sentinel program. SpaceX plans to deorbit 100 of its oldest Starlink satellites. Don't worry, they still have over 5,000 in orbit. Rebellion Defense was selected to supply software for Project Overmatch, the Navy's effort to support JADC2, that's Combined Joint All-Domain Command and Control. Leo Labs raised $29 million to advance its object tracking and on-orbit maneuver detection capabilities for space situational awareness. UK's defense spending hit a record $31.5 billion last year. Red 6 announced it's integrated its augmented reality training helmet into Lockheed Martin's TF-50 sim. Blue Halo is acquiring defense tech company Eclipse Technologies. Indonesia canceled a deal to buy 12 retired Mirage 2000-5s from Qatar due to budget constraints. Alaria demoed a software platform to manage a hybrid mesh network of communication satellites. So think different constellations from different vendors all being managed with one set of software. The Marine Corps is testing a semi-submersible missile delivery drone boat, and it's been modeled after the semi-submersible drug smugglers. Hungary's first C-390 Millennium military transport aircraft has flown. Virtualytics, an AI startup, wants to adapt its equipment predictive maintenance tech and use it for an AI tool to flag risks in Pentagon projects and programs. That's really, really interesting. The Air Force is testing prototype mobile C2 tech to confuse data across 800 different feeds. BAE was selected by Boeing to upgrade the computer on the Navy's MQ-25 Stingray aerial refueling drone. The Air Force awarded BAE a contract to provide the mission systems for the last four of the 10 planned EA-37B Compass Call jets. The Space Force canceled a $2 billion classified communication satellite program due to costs and delays. Italy is buying STB-2, so that's the small diameter bomb increment 2. The Pentagon selected four tech programs for its latest round of APFIT funding. That's the Accelerate the Procurement and Fielding of Innovative Technologies, also known as one of the few tech programs that is focused on fielding technology to the warfighter. And finally, do not touch America's boats. We're going to splice in a feed from Mandatory Fun Day Instagram account. It's got millions of followers. So enjoy, and we'll see you next week.
We are going to attack you with drones. That's fine. We're going to counter your drones with our technology. What? We're going to send more drones then, way more. We're going to counter your even more drones with laser beams. We're going to send our drones after your boats.
You're going to send them after what?
No, for the love of God, don't send them after the boats. Do not touch the United States of America's boats.
Yeah, man, you really do not want to go after the United States of America's boats. They're real, real weird about their boats.
Touch my boats at your own peril.
Oh my, you're bombing like hundreds of targets. What are you doing? You threatened to touch my boats. Nobody touches my boats. Yeah, we told you. We told you don't go after the boats. And here we are. You're ramping them up. You're getting them all riled up. We just tried desperately to keep them calm, okay? Because the next step is them telling their troops they can't have any caffeine and then they unleash hell upon you. No caffeine, no Geneva Convention!